you got 100% on today's test, you're about ready for your novice exam. Probably wondered what the exam is going to be like. Well, the novice code test has 25 five-letter groups sent at a rate of 5 words a minute. You'll be expected to copy accurately at least 25 characters in a row. Recent changes allow for a different procedure. There'll be 2 volunteer examiners, and straight copy will be sent to you at 5 words a minute for 5 minutes. Then there'll be 10 test questions. If you receive a passing grade of 80%, then you've passed your code test. So one or the other of those 2 procedures can be used. Now, your code for novice probably will not contain numbers or punctuation, but you will need them as you move along. The numbers are easy because they follow a logical and predictable pattern. Let's start with the number 1. Look at the Mississippi gambler. He's an obvious winner. He says, "I won, 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 won. I won, 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 won. I won, 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 won." Can you feel his excitement? Have you ever won anything? Imagine yourself winning whatever your heart desires and say, "I won, 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 won." I won, 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 won. What would you buy if you had all that money? All right, let's add the number 2 to it. This hapless wench has let herself in to become a guinea pig for a would-be magician. The bloodthirsty audience is crying to see her sawed into 2 pieces. The code for 2 sounds like this. It says, "Split it, saw, saw, saw. Split 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 it, saw, saw, saw." All right, let's add the number 1. Remember, I won, 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 won. All right, and the number 2. All right, let's add the number 3. Take a look at this lecherous old reprobate. One wife isn't enough for him. He wants 2 at once. Well, at least he's honest about it. Let's give him credit for that. The sound alike for 3 is, "Make it a threesome." And it goes like this. Make it a threesome. 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 Can you separate the number 1? 2 and 3. Let's focus on our cards with each of these as we key them. 1, 1, 1, 1. Split it, saw, saw, saw. Make it a threesome. All right, I'm going to send some at random. See if you can tell the difference. Here we go. Split it, saw, saw, saw. I won, 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 won. Make it a threesome. Make it a threesome. I won, 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 won. Split it, saw, saw, saw. Okay, let's add the number 4. Here we have an executive who snuck away from the office for a quick round of golf, only to have more than he bargained for. How will he cover his tracks in this golf game? On the 9th fairway, he was bopped by a swift drive coming across from the second tee. but a basic rule of wild drives was broken. He never heard anyone holler four. The code for four says, did he holler four? 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 Listen to it now. Can you separate them all? Here we go. Listen now. I won, 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 won. Split it. Saw, saw, saw. Make it a threesome. Did he holler four? All right, let's go on to the number five. Ready for the number five? The number five is dinner at 5 p.m. Grandma has invited her good friend, Mrs. Halibut, to dinner. Of course, she's served Mrs. Halibut's favorite dish. Five is sit a halibut. It goes like this. Sit a halibut. Sit a halibut. Sit a halibut. Sit a halibut. Looks like a fine dinner. Wish you were there. Sit a halibut. All right, let's listen to all the numbers now. Here we go, up through five. Now can you copy them as I mix them up? Here we go. Make it a threesome. Sit a halibut. At 1-1-1-1. Did he holler four? It saw, saw, saw. All right, let's take a little test. This time you're on your own. Here we go. Should have copied 4, 1, 5, 2, 3. How'd you do? This is a good time to stop the tape and drill these sound-alikes into your mind. Practice sounding a group of mixed numbers from 1 to 5. You can use the phone book to give you the random numbers if you'd like. Say the sound-alikes for each number that you've already learned and that you know. Just go ahead and skip the other ones in the phone book as you go through it. So it'll give you a good time to practice. So stop the tape now and do that. If you're doing okay, let's move on to the letter 6. This henpecked boob made a mistake and didn't come straight home when he got off work at 5 o'clock. As you can see, he arrived at the late hour of 6. Poor old fella. Did he ever catch a piece of his honey's mind? The code for 6 is 6 having a fit. It goes like this. 6 having a fit. 6 having a fit. 6 having a fit. 6 having a fit. All right, let's run all of them that we know up till now. Here we go. How'd you do? Did you get all of those? Okay, let's put them at random. Here we go. See if you can pick them out. Okay, you should have copied 2, 4, 5, 1, 6, and 3. How did you do? You have the letter 6 now? 6, having a fit. Ready for 7. Can you see the pattern used in all these numbers? Not too tough, is it? Here we go. In 7, a reckless gambler has taken his week's salary check to Las Vegas, and he's bet it all on the roll of one dice. He needs the number 7 and says, 7, bet on it. 7, bet on it. 7, bet on it. 7, bet on it. You think he's going to get his 7? Nah, I think he's a loser. What do you think? 7, bet on it. All right, let's run the numbers from 7 down backwards. Here we go. 7, bet on it. 6, having a fit. Sit a halibut. Diddy holler 4. Make it a threesome. Split it, saw, saw, saw. I won, 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 won. All right, let's add on the number 8. What do you think of this old gal? That's the mother-in-law. Now, I don't want to offend anyone, so I just want you to know this is my mother-in-law. She came to my house and she discovered all that cake, and 8 is mom-in-law ate it. Goes like this. Mom-in-law ate it. Boy, does she look guilty. Mom-in-law ate it. You think you got it? Let's go on to 9. Have you heard of the cat with 9 lives? Well, this poor little pussy used up his last one. The sound alike for 9 is 9999 zip, and goes like this. What you call a flat cat? Nine 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 zip. Picture that poor little kitty, because that's what'll make it stick in your mind. Here you go. How about 8? Mom-in-law ate it. Mom-in-law ate it. 9999 zip. Mom-in-law ate it. 7, bet on it. 6, having a fit. All right, let's add on the 0. Poor old Joe got a welfare check, but it wasn't what he expected. The check was for $0. Poor old guy, he moans, ought, 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 ought. What a sad day. Ought, 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 ought. A check worth nothing. Ought, 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 ought. Ought, 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 ought. Okay, let's run all the numbers from 0 backwards. Here we go. Ought, 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 ought. Zip. Mom-in-law ate it. 7, bet on it. 6, have it a fit. Sit a halibut. 3, holler 4. Threesome. Split it, saw, saw, saw. I won, 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 won. Okay, I want you to stop the tape and run the numbers in sequence. Key the numbers and say the sound alikes. shuffle the cards, and go through them until you can remember each one instantly. Let's take a check test on the numbers mixed up after that. So be ready, and we'll start a check test. All right, are you ready for your check test? Number your paper from 1 to 10. Here we go. Number 2. Number 3. Number 4. Number 5. Number 6. Number 7. Number 8. Number 9. And number 10. Okay, you should have copied 3, then 9, 0, 1, 5, 2, 7, 4, 8, and 6. If you got them all right, you're ready to go on to the punctuation. If you don't have them all right, then rewind the tape and run this whole section again until they pop instantly into your mind. We learned the period in a former lesson. Remember it? A stop, a stop, a stop. Check your picture card. I think the driver forgot to stop, and he asks, a stop, a stop, a stop? Have you ever been where he is? Felt his emotion? A stop, a stop, a stop? Now, the reason he ran the stop was that he was on his way to the hospital to see his old friend, who, as you can see in the next picture, has experienced a coma. The sound alike for a coma is comma. It's a comma. We're going to use the coma as a reminder for the comma. It goes, comma, it's a comma. Comma, it's a comma. Now, that picture's too traumatic for you. Just tear it up and throw it away, and you can think comma, it's a comma, or coma, it's a coma, whichever one makes it easier for you. Remember, we choose sound-alikes because of their emotional content, and that helps them stick. So if it doesn't bother you to go ahead and use coma, do it. Otherwise, just go comma, it's a comma, and you'll get the sound of it because it sounds just like that. All right, let's move past the comma onto the next one, which is the question mark. And as you can see, we have a really gruesome scene here. And we have a police officer with a long list of things that he's working on there. And the fellow there wonders, who in the world committed this crime? Did he question many? And it sounds like this. Did he question many? Did he question many? It's a question mark. Here it goes. Did he question many? Did he question many? Put a question mark right over the top of the fellow's head there that's scratching his head, because that'll help you remember, did he question many? Did he question many? All right, let's move right along to the next one. Notice this poor old fellow here. He's in one of those situations that I think we can all relate to. And we want to teach you the slash, and it goes, slash it at audit. Here it goes. It says, slash it at audit. Slash it at audit. Slash it at audit. Well, what do you think? How you doing? Chances are you probably have been exactly where this fellow has been in your past at some point, so you can relate to slash it at audit. Now, the last symbol we use in Code Quick is the break. and it's the shift key and the number 6 on a computer or a typewriter. It's a symbol for a break. It's a little tilde, and it sounds like this. Breaking in it now. Breaking in it now. A lot of people write the B and the T connected together for that. It's like a BT if you really think about it. It's breaking in it now. It's the break symbol. Breaking in it now. To help you remember this, why don't you write your name across that beautiful vessel there, pretend it's your own, and that this lovely lady's out christening your boat. You can put your name on it if you want to, and think, breaking in it now. All right, let's review all the punctuation. Can you remember these? A stop, a stop, a stop. Comma, it's a comma. Any question, many. Slash it at audit. Breaking in it now. All right, let's run all the numbers. Here we go. These are all the numbers in sequence. See if you can remember the sound alike for each one. 1111. Split it, saw, saw, saw. Make it a threesome. Diddy holler four. Sit a halibut. Six, having a fit. Seven, bet on it. Law ate it. Nine, 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 zip. Odd, 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 odd. Okay, here comes a whole... the whole slew of them, both numbers and punctuation. Let's see if you can separate them out and beat me before I tell you what it is. Here we go. First one. Stop, a stop, a stop. That was a period. Seven. Bet on it. Get a threesome. Did he question many? It's a question mark. Odd, 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 odd. That's the zero. Six, having a fit. Sit a halibut, that's five, that's the dinner time. Sit a halibut. Comma, that's a comma. I won, 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 won. Slash it at audit. Split it, saw, 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 that's a two. Nine, 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 zip. Did he holler four? Break doing it now. Did you get them all? All right, let's run some mixed letters, numbers, and punctuation and see if you can copy them all. I'll fill you in at the end, so if you skip one or miss one, that's all right. Just keep going, and we'll go back and see how you did. Ready? Here we go. All right, let's see how you did. You should have copied M, A, comma, L, 2, question mark, 6, Z, P, 5, 1, H, slash, C, P, Y, W, 3, D, G, F, 8, period, I, M, S, 4, X, 9, E, 0, Q, B, question mark, 5, 1, comma, 6, U, T, H, J, V, 7. Well, that should give you a pretty good indicator as to how you're doing. Now, if you need more practice, we recommend our brand new product. I hope you've heard about it already. It's called CodeQuick Plus. It's made for the IBM type computer. using PC DOS 2.0 or later, it's going to give you unlimited practice. You can choose between letters and punctuation, between punctuation by themselves, between all the numbers. It even plays a game called Escargot, in which you pitch yourself against the computer to see how you're doing as far as your code learning is concerned. Included are three FCC type exams, and not only that, but you can take a letter that you've written or anything like that on a word processor, and it simply will turn it into code for you. And so code practice is available for you, and it's unlimited through the program called CodeQuick Plus. Now, if you've already bought CodeQuick, then there's a special discount price for you, and you'll just need to inquire about that. We hope to see you on the air real soon. We know you're doing fantastic, and we're looking forward to your grand success.
Congratulations on getting this far. I'm going to give you a test now which should tell you whether you're ready for the 5-word-per-minute FCC test. The actual test with a volunteer examiner will contain numbers and punctuation, so we have included them in our test. Some examiners might use a method of code speed which sends the code at the exact character speed of 5 words per minute. This sounds like this. It is very hard to copy. Most likely, your test will be sent using the Farnsworth method. Here, the code is sent at a faster character speed with pauses between to burn up the time. This test will be sent at 6 words per minute, but with the code speed set at 13 words per minute and with spaces in between, which sounds like this. If you pass it, the novice test at 5 words per minute will be a snap. Are you ready, comfortable, and have a pencil and paper handy? The questions and answers are in your material. If you need more practice with numbers and punctuation, you will find some at 5 words per minute at the end of the stepper tape. Now, the 6-word-per-minute test. Beep.
Thank you.
okay, take your test now and check your answers, and if you passed, go on to step two of the Code Quick program.